This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. In a time of financial stress for many farmers across the country, the $12 billion bridge assistance payments that were recently announced are welcome relief for many. However, $11 billion of the relief payments are being distributed to row crop farmers, leaving many other producers on the outside looking in. We will hear more from U.S. Representative Dan Newhouse next.
Tune in to Ag Matters PM, your daily dose of crucial information affecting Iowa's farmers, producers, and consumers, right here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. Every evening, our dedicated broadcast team brings you the latest news straight from the field and from our rural communities. From market updates to expert insights, we cover it all with a down-to-earth perspective that truly captures the essence of the heartland. New episodes are posted every day of the work week to the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network YouTube channel and our website at iowaagnet.com.
$11 billion of the $12 billion relief payments are being distributed to row crop farmers. That's leaving many other producers on the outside looking in. U.S. Representative Dan Newhouse, a farmer himself, says that specialty crop growers are one sector of agriculture that are feeling forgotten about.
I sympathize. I have that same exact feeling. In fact, I think due to the fact that me and several other members of Congress have raised the issue that specialty crops typically get left out of things like this. And so the fact that we got a billion out of the 12, while not enough, it's sorely inadequate. It was progress to get included in the package.
Newhouse also acknowledges that while the payments are welcome in a time of tight margins, farmers would rather sell their goods in the marketplace than receive direct payments from the federal government.
And so market certainty, along with the agricultural labor issues, those are front and center, and we're doing all we can to make sure this administration understands the need to make some positive changes in both those areas. And they do. That the good news is they do. And we're working hard to get some of these things done.
Farmers who qualify for the Farm Bridge Assistance Program can expect payments to be dispersed by the end of February, according to the USDA. For more on this story and all of our daily news stories, you can visit our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, don't forget to sign up for our newsletter that delivers those five daily stories to your inbox each day. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.